Everybody awake? Let's take our hymn books and turn to page 270. He hideth my soul.
Amen.
Now, if you don't hear me singing, don't worry about it. Just keep on going. I don't have much voice tonight. We'll do the first and the last.
John, thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you doing that. Wow, I like that real loud. Keep you awake. Where am I? We're going to pray. Pray. We've got people sick and tired. So they're what? And they do it for nothing. But they're still good. So they're good for nothing. Man, what a crowd. Sorry, Kevin. I prayed for a good crowd. I don't know what happened. I called Indiana Baptist College today. No, I called yesterday. And the president wasn't there. I want to talk to him. She said, if he was here, he would talk to you. I said, did he tell you to say that? I said, what about another name? No, he's not here either. I said, did they tell you to say that? She said, no. I said, what about so-and-so? She said, you're not going to believe me. I said, I don't believe you anyways. I'm sorry. So the president texted me today. He said, call me at this time. We can talk. So we talked. And I said, we're excited about what you're doing. We want to have a part. And we're going to support you monthly. I told him what we're going to support him. He said, out of all the churches that support him, no one supports him for that amount. Everyone else is lower. So I thought, you know, God's blessed us and we're going to be more blessed. Give and it shall be given unto you. Hard part is doing that, though. Say you have something and you give it. Now you've got nothing. So you're trusting when you give it that it shall be given unto you. Right? Come on. That takes faith. Right? 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 Pray with me. Our Lord, we know that you are not just the creator. You're the owner of everything. And you're the sustainer, and you are the provider, supplier. You are everything. Thank you that you're our shepherd. Thank you that Psalm 23 is not just something that sounds good. Thank you that it's true. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Thank you that that is absolutely, completely, entirely true. We pray tonight for John that you'd give him healing. We pray for others that are still battling sickness and going through just trying to feel well. Lord, we pray that for the kids that as they meet tonight that you'll keep them safe, that they'll hear the word of God, that the word of God will affect them. And may we in this room and our service, may it be what you want. We're here for you, Lord. And sometimes we think, well, what can I get out of it? Lord, we want to sing for you so that you get something out of it. We want to listen. We want to hear your words so that you get something out of it. And I pray that our lives will just testify to how good you are. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's turn to page 420, day by day. Day by day, with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives us anew each day what he deems best. Lovingly is part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. On the second, every day, Lord himself is near me with a special verse for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of his child and treasure, is a charge that on himself he laid.
If you do, would you grab that? Don't forget what's happening. May 10th, the mother-daughter banquet, pray about that as that goes into, that time is just ticking. April is just quickly fleeing, so hope you paid your taxes. Did you see what the guy, I don't know him, but I just saw that, anyways, he said he paid his taxes. It was $276 million. You got to make a lot of money, don't you? Because I don't think I made that last year. What he paid in taxes? Can you imagine? Can you imagine paying that, not having a bad attitude? Well, whatever. I don't know what anybody else paid, but I just heard that's what he paid. So pray about the ladies, the mother-daughter banquet. You have to be a mother or you have to be a daughter, but you don't have to have a mother. You don't have to have a daughter, but you have to be one or the other, a mother or a daughter. Go through the prayer list with me just a minute. I want to show you a couple things, and then we're going to pray. First thing, McFarland's son, Kuwait, he is still delayed. He is not there yet. There has been a, I don't know if it's a government thing or what, but he is not there yet. But just pray as he is deployed to Kuwait. Donna Ramsbottom's still in the hospital. Would you buy shut-ins? And Pat Sheets is still in jail. Just see, wanting to know if you're listening. Larry McFarland, keep praying for him as he battles. How's Patty, your sister, doing, Lisa? Cousin Patty. She's my favorite. She's my favorite, but yeah, she's my favorite. Is she doing stable, well, fighting it? Wow, like Samson. Ed Godfrey, the Armstead friend, he wanted us to know that we don't know him, he's not come, but he just wanted us to know that he's glad we're praying for him, so we better pray for him. That's a friend of the Armsteads, has cancer. And then Becca Snyder's father, that is John Snyder, Kevin and Era, right? Or is it Kevin? And Kevin and Era. That is their son Jonathan's wife's dad, Becca Snyder. Becca is his, Jonathan's wife. And what kind of cancer is it? Really? Pray for him, would you? Really? They can't do anything. Wow. Wow. Is he a Christian? Is he amen? You imagine getting that kind of news if you didn't know the Lord? Aren't you glad you know the Lord? Aren't you glad if someone came up to you and said, God just told me you're going to die in 1 minute? Wouldn't you be glad you knew you're a Christian, you're born again? And then you could say, okay, sooner the better. Right? Get over with it and boom, we're with the Lord. So pray, I'm just kind of mentioning these, we'll pray. Pastor of the Week, Missionary of the Week, Pastor Tom Harrison up at Scotts, Michigan. Pray for him, Brother Tom. And then Cheryl Flatt, I've not heard anything, and I hate to, you know, whine and gripe it, but I haven't heard, so just keep praying. Bill Straub, of course, in Wisconsin with his son. Pray several others, but Karen Ramsey had surgery, doing well. What? It's not on? Way to go. Fall for that every time, don't you? Boy, you're shallow. Hey, is that better? Is that better? Can you hear me now? No? Oh, amen. Thank you. Karen Ramsey had surgery. She is doing well. Bill Sheets had brain surgery Monday. He's home. You imagine that? Wow. So doing well. Shirley said they felt they got all the tumor. They don't know if it was cancerous or Okay, but they got it all and he's home. Wow, okay. And then, of course, John Kaufman. So, is Margaret, how do we pray for Margaret? Okay, and she's getting lazy, right? See, once you miss, you get lazy. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Once you miss, oh, well, I better not go. Hello? Hey? Ready to pray? Let's pray. I'm going to kneel up here. Father, thank you for the opportunity we have to pray. Thank you that as we pray, you said that if we ask, shall be given. If we knock, shall be open. And so as we come to you, God, we realize that the power in what we say is not how we say it or even how much we say it. It's that you answer. So as we pray tonight and gather right now before you as a church, we are glad that we can know Jesus Christ as our Savior. I'm just honored, Lord, that I can be your child. You called me your son. You called me your heir, that I am entitled to everything just like an actual son of God. Thank you. We pray tonight, God, for the people on this list. We think of Larry McFarland's son who will soon be deployed to Kuwait. Be with him. Help that all to go like it should. Maybe you don't want him to go. Maybe that's a delay. Maybe he's on his way. I don't know. But, Lord, you're in charge. There are people on this list that we're praying for that are not born again. They're not saved. They don't know that if they died in 5 minutes, they'd go to heaven. They can know that. So I pray that somehow someone would say something or they'll just see it. Help them, God, open their eyes, that they would realize that they can't earn heaven. They can't be good. They can't get baptized. It has to be their faith in the Son of God who left heaven, became a man, died on a cross, was buried, rose from the dead. That's the gospel, and thank you for the gospel. Give strength and healing to those that are battling cancer. We mentioned tonight Larry McFarlane. We also think of Patty Wilson, Ed Godfrey, who we don't know, but God work, and I'm glad that we as a church are a testimony to that family. And then, of course, we pray for Becca Snyder's dad, Richard, that you would strengthen him. And, Lord, we know for you, you made this world. You spoke, and this world came into existence. So for you to speak, you could speak that cancer gone. And our prayer is for each one of these people on this list who's facing, battling, wondering about their cancer, God. Would you work in them supernaturally? We think of Donna Ramsbottom in the hospital. Give the doctors wisdom. Give her strength. Thank you for Pat, the progress she's made. Continue to work in her life. Thank you for preachers. Thank you for Brother Tom Harrison up in Michigan. Encourage him, bless him, give him strength and health. And Lord, for missionaries, thank you for the halls in Australia. Continue to use them. Thank you, Lord, for successful surgeries. We think of Brother Bill Sheets. Thank you for that. May you just heal him quick and give him much encouragement. Thank you for Karen Ramsey, who went through surgery. May she see you work physically and spiritually in her. Thank you for John Kaufman. And Lord, we miss him. We don't want him gone. And we want you to just give him back his health. And Lord, so many others, lots of people on here. Cheryl Flatt, we're not sure exactly what's happening. Bill Strout, of course, probably is healing up in a way with his son in Wisconsin. Bless him, use him. Lord, thank you that everything we go through, No matter how small or insignificant, you care about. Margaret isn't here tonight. We sure miss her. She hadn't been here, and just help her to see that you love her just as much. And God, there's a reason you said, and we know that all things work together for good. So we're trusting that. Thank you for this night. God, work in the teen group, work in all the young kids in Awana. We thank you for this opportunity to be in your house, to talk to you, to hear your word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Page 412, revive us again. Amen. Sing the first and the last. Oh, offering. Sorry, guys.
Man.
Come on down.
Even, come on, quick. Quick before they put their money away. Sorry. Hey, Lisa. That gal sitting next to you.
I'm not sure of her name. And I know her daughter. Her daughter gives me the heart. Pray for me. Because her daughter just gives me the business. I see her and she just gives me that look like. Amy said, you know, you have this thing where kids can sense in you that you're sassy. So they shut me down before I can even get the sass out. How's your dad? Would you ask him, did they see a heart? Hey, it's fair, right? Yeah. You know me and your dad, yeah. Say that Pastor Ruley's questioning whether or not. Stay out of this. Tell them John said that. John Sheets, S-C-H-E-E-T-Z. Keep praying for Ken. So they're still wondering. He's waiting to have back surgery, but he's facing heart issues. So pray with me, would you? Father, thank you for what you give, how you supply, how you bless. I'm glad we can be a blessing. We want to do that. We want to trust you. We want to live like we have a God, not like we can do something. We want to live like we have a God and he can do anything. Thank you that we can give tonight. Thank you for all you do and give. I pray and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's turn to page 412. Revive us again.
Amen.
Sing the first and the last. You heard that before. Oh, let's stand, please. Sorry. I don't do this enough.
I handed you.
It's good, thank you.
Because they're going to be sitting a while.
Yep. Uh-oh. Look out. 2-hour sermon coming. We praise thee. I'm still saying amen.
You are just old.
I'm going to trip over that.
I'm sorry.
Thanks, Kevin. Thank you. You can be seated. And if you choose to stand, you'll be distracting. Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6. Daniel, find that quickly, would you? Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6. You say, I know this story. I know you do. Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6. Someone said, right? You heard me. You make sure you repeat. You're right. They've got to know where you're going. So here's where we're going. Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6. Penningtons are back. They went to Florida for a day. Day and a half. It was quick. I'm glad you're back, but I don't know if I'd come back if I went down there. Daniel chapter 6. Oh, it's hot this summer. Whatever. Daniel chapter 6. Find that, would you please? Here's why. I'm going to read the whole chapter. Daniel chapter 6. Here's the subject tonight. Even though we're very familiar, you know, I'm familiar with it. You're familiar with this story. Daniel in the lion's den, got it. But there's something there, not just that Daniel didn't get eaten. By the way, I don't want to go that way. That'd be terrible. I mean, I would want to go eating, but I would not want to go being eaten. Eat, right? Being ate? Sure. Daniel, chapter 6, you there? Ready? Tell me when you're ready. I want you to follow. Watch this. Here's the point of this chapter for us tonight. Daniel goes into the lion's den, we'll read, because there were some partners that did not like his life. So they passed this law. Can't pray. That sure didn't affect Daniel, did it? He didn't change his tune one bit. So you get to the end of the story, you'll see as we read it. And the thing that mattered, because you'll read that the guys that tried to trap him got thrown into the den of lions. But the king said, this God that Daniel serves, we all are going to serve. So the subject tonight is what the king sees. Now, remember, as we read, you'll see, he felt bad when they tricked him into signing this law that couldn't be changed to forbid people from praying. Verse 1, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them and the king should have no damage. Verse 3. Then Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit. If you don't have that underlined, you ought to. An excellent spirit. Now remember what this means. I may not say it till the very end. Remember when it's talking about Daniel there, go back. Chapter 5, go back. Grab that page if you have to. And if you have to turn, go to Daniel chapter 5 and verse 12. This is the chapter, in the end of the chapter, where Daniel says to them, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. this writing on the wall cannot be interpreted. They find Daniel. Daniel knows exactly what it says. Why'd they choose Daniel? Daniel 5, verse 12 says, "For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show thee the interpretation." And he did. Now you have a new situation. Look at Daniel 6, verse 3. "Then this Daniel was preferred above the above." Note the word "above." "Above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit." Excellent spirit there means above average. It means excellent. He excelled. He wasn't like everybody else. You know the problem with Christianity? We're all the same. But the same is not good. The same is below average. If it was above average, we would be doing much better. So in this group of Jewish boys who have been kidnapped literally from Jerusalem and hauled off to Babylon, you have at least one, maybe four, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. So you have at least what Daniel, who is of an excellent spirit, says it of him twice. Daniel chapter 5, they noticed it of him. Daniel chapter 6, they noticed it of him. An excellent spirit, it says in verse 3 of chapter 6, was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Now those that were level with him did not like that. They didn't like, people have a problem with authority. Hey, they don't like the speed limit. That's an authority, right? That nobody obeys signs anymore. That stop sign means slow down. Where you been? Doesn't mean stop, it means slow down. All them no turn on red signs. You ever have somebody honk at you, curse you, because you obeyed the sign, says no turn on red? That doesn't apply to them. We're living in a lawless time. We've kind of, you know, fed it. And so here you have those who did not want Daniel over the whole, it says verse 3, the whole realm. Verse 4 says, "Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel." You see, if you don't like someone, you accuse them of hush money and put them in court in New York. Whoops, I didn't mean to say that. Huh? Do you hear me? Say you're going to apologize for that? Why? Somebody's got to tell the truth. You know what you do when somebody's better than you? You don't get rid of them. You get encouraged by them. Well, if they can do it, I can do it. It's not the way we do it. We take them out. That's what it says. Look at verse 4. "Sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom." They didn't want him in charge, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Are you kidding me? Do you know anybody like that? I married one, but do you know anybody else like that? Amy's biggest fault is she married me. Too late now. We're stuck together. Verse 5, "Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. You know what that means? Live forever. I don't know how you spell it, but it's pronounced schmooze. Oh, you're the best. None better. You're great. We love you. There shouldn't be any. We would take you forever and ever. You'd be the only king we need. Verse 7, all the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, the princes, the counselors, then the captains have consulted together. Interesting. Consulted together to establish a royal statute to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast to the den of lions. Does the king realize that they're making him god? You know, it hit me, and I tried to look this up. I wasn't sure of who, what, or when, but it was back in 2000. True story. I found it. 2000, 2001. A guy started a website, and the domain, the name of the website was Tiger Woods is God. I'm pretty sure he isn't. But this guy loved Tiger Woods, thought nobody could play like that unless he was God. So he started a website. Tiger Woods is God. I want to be a God. Don't you? I mean, come on, be honest. I want to be God. I don't want to deal with all your problems, but I want to be God. I want to be worshipped. And so these guys come in and say, look, King, this is all about you. This isn't about anybody but you. You're the only one that we need. You're the only one that can do it. No other person, notice it says there, verse 7, whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man. If this king had any character, he would say, that is not right. We can't do that. He falls for it. Verse 8, now king, O king, establish a decree. Sign the writing that it be not changed. According to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore, King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Verse 10, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. And his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem. Read it slow. Read it slow. Read it slow. See, you're going to miss something because you think you know everything. But I've got news for you. You don't know everything. So let's just think that maybe if we read this, read it slow, God can still show us something. Daniel goes home. He knows he's not supposed to pray. He doesn't close his windows. I mean, would you blame him? If it says he closed his windows, wouldn't you go, attaboy? Don't let them see you do what they told you not to do. That's what I would do. He kneeled upon his knees. He's serious about this. Hey? You don't have to kneel. But Daniel realizes who he is. And he realizes who he isn't. Kneeled upon his knees, verse 10, are you there? Three times a day. Think it was a real short prayer. Hey, you don't know Daniel really, do you? Never been your neighbor. But you could probably surmise that he prayed a bit. Hey, bless us all, save us all, help us all, amen. Probably a bit more than that. Wouldn't you agree? That be saved? And he did that 3 times a day. And even though there's a law that says you can't, he said, God's bigger. This is about God. This isn't about some law. He knew that God, before he went to the lion's den, he knew the punishment, if he got caught, would be the lion's den. It says, watch what he does. He prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Good habits. You need good habits. Do it because you ought to do it. If God wants it, nothing can stop it. If they told you you can't pray, what you say, get out of my head. Get out of my heart. Can't tell me what to do. I mean, if they're going to say you can't pray, then they got to say you can't close your eyes. Can't kneel. They can't do that. To Daniel, this is silly. He's not even going to contest this. He didn't, you know, make a sign and go pick at the palace. He just said, this is what I do. And it says there, that's what he did because he's always aforetime. That's what he's always done. Verse 11, then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. What a testimony that people knew he was going to pray. Then, verse 12, they came near, spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, this thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Now watch now. Verse 12, the king is going, you're right. I like it. I signed it. Let's enforce it. Verse 13, then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel... You hear the disdain in their voice? That Daniel. Did it hurt the king that Daniel prayed? No. Did it hurt the king? I've given you a hint. Did it hurt the king that Daniel prayed? No. It's funny that the king liked Daniel so much he wanted him to run the whole place. And I don't know how he missed that signing this kind of decree would not affect Daniel. But now it hits him. Hey, you signed a law. That's right. Let's enforce it. Well, we found Daniel praying. Oh, you did? Look at verse 13. That Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition 3 times a day. How do they know he prayed 3 times a day? They were there. Let me tell you something, people. People are watching you. They're watching you. They're listening to you. Does your walk match your talk? It's easy to talk. Yes? Would you agree? Verse 14, then the king, watch, then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. Isn't that great? Isn't that cool? And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. You know why he did that? You say he liked Daniel. No, I don't think he liked Daniel. I think he realized that Daniel, as it says here to us, verse 4, he was faithful. Everybody likes somebody that's faithful. Somebody that's steady. Believes and stays with what they say they believe. Then these men, verse 15, assembled unto the king and said to the king, "Know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king established may be changed." Verse 16, then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him in the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, watch this, what the king, thy God, whom thou servest continually, that's why the king respected Daniel. Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet, with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. You know why the king did that? Because he wanted to be like Daniel. He wanted to be a man of his word. But remember what he said to Daniel when he threw him down the hole or wherever it was the day. You know what he said? Remember what he said? Your God will take care of you. Wouldn't you say, I'm sorry, I got sass in me. Wouldn't you say, hold on, why would you sign that law? You knew I was going to pray. He might say, well, you know, I forgot. Forgot about that. I wasn't thinking about that. There's so few of you, watch. There's so few of you that do that. Hey, there's a bunch of Jews that didn't pray. There's a bunch of captives that were taken captive from Jerusalem that were in Babylon that did not pray. Doesn't make it right. Verse 17, a stone was brought, laid upon the mouth of the den. The king sealed it, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. You know what? If I don't agree with you, at least I want to respect you. So be consistent. Even if you're nuts, always be nuts so I know where you're at. Hey, and that's what they liked about Daniel. They thought he's nuts. Why do they not want him in authority? Because they don't like him. They don't like his God. They don't like his faith. But at least they knew what he was. Verse 18. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. Isn't that funny? Why would he care? And when he came to the den, verse 20, when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. The king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Verse 21, then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. Hey, sass. There's only one being that will live forever and ever has been forever. It's God. My God, he explains, verse 22, my God. Not our God, not your God, not the God, my God. The Lord is my shepherd. He's a shepherd. He's the shepherd. He's a shepherd. He might be your shepherd, but the Lord is my shepherd. Daniel says, verse 22, my God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth. Say, how could he do that? He made him. They have not hurt me.
For as much as before him, this is Daniel speaking. For as much as before him, innocency was found in me. I didn't do anything wrong. Some people, Daniel's saying, some people deserve the den of lions. Not me. Innocency was found in me, and also before thee. You know it. You know you. That's why you're here early, King. You threw me in here. You know I shouldn't be in here. Wouldn't you say that? I would. Look what he says. O King, have I done no hurt? I'm in my house. My windows are open. I'm praying to my God, and you've got guys that don't like it. Hey, I say this. If I pray and you don't like it, don't listen. Someone said one time, I didn't appreciate you talking to God like that. I said, I wasn't talking to you. I mean, if you're offended, if I say that to you, be offended. But if I'm talking to God, you don't like me talking to God, don't listen. Then, verse 23, then was the king exceeding glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him. Because, look at, are you there, verse 23? Why? Because he believed in his God. He wasn't lucky. He wasn't lion proof. He didn't smell. He wasn't too garlicky. You with me? He believed in God. Verse 24, and the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions. Them, this is brutal. Their children and their wives. And the lions had the mastery of them and break all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den. They didn't even make it to the floor. And I'm pretty sure Daniel slept all night with them. And God shut their mouth. Verse 25, then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever. And his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel, verse 28, this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. In other words, he made it from king to king. Why? Because he was faithful to God, and God wanted him there. I'm going to pray. I'm not done. Pray with me. Father, I pray that I want my life challenged, Lord. I don't know what you want to do for everybody else, but I know what I need. You know what I need more than I know, but I want you to challenge my life and stir me, and thank you for your word, God. Thank you for this night. I pray for your help. Spirit of God, fill me. Fill me. Please fill me, Spirit of God. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 3 tells us that Daniel had a reputation. You either have a good reputation or a bad reputation. A lot of churches have a reputation. A lot of Christians have a reputation. Heard about another preacher this week who had to use curse language to get the attention of his listeners. Man, are we just, what is wrong with us? Hey, what's wrong with us? Daniel, verse 3 tells us, was preferred. He kept going. Doesn't just mean he was special. It means that he just always was what he was supposed to be. You didn't have to wonder about him.
He wasn't like, hey, Daniel, you having a hard day? I think, and you don't have to like this. You don't have to agree with me. But I think when you're a Christian, every day's a good day. I mean, that sounds good, doesn't it? But either it's true or it isn't. Either God is big enough. Say, who are you talking to? I'm talking to everybody watching my camera. I'm not talking to anybody sitting here. Because I don't know if they're giving me dirty looks or not, so I'm talking to them. I can say that to them, and they won't get upset. Or Daniel, it says, was preferred. In fact, the king wanted him to take over, not his job, but everything else. The king was entirely trusting of Daniel. Not everybody likes that. Not everybody cares that you have a good testimony. But God cares. That's what matters. It matters what God sees. It matters what God knows. It doesn't matter what others think. My life is not run or controlled by what others think of me. My life is run and controlled by what God thinks of me. If I identify with God, if my life is God, my life is not being popular. My life is not about making others think something. My life is, God knows, hey, that's what he sees. What's important is what God sees. So you have Daniel being somewhere he doesn't want to be. He's forced to do what he doesn't want to do. Are you with me on this? But he still decided to treat it like that's exactly what God wanted. Just like Paul did when he was in jail. He didn't say, well, this stinks. I'm serving God. Don't they know who I am? I'm the Apostle Paul. Paul just said, God, if you want me in jail, I'll be the best Christian in jail you want me to be. Daniel said, God, if you want me in Babylon, I'll be the best Christian in Babylon you want me to be. God, if you want me in government in Babylon, I'll be the best Christian, hey, the best Christian you want me to be, not the best Babylonian. I'll be the best Christian you want me to be. He was different. He was not typical. Sorry. Man, I don't like saying this, but I'm just trying to make a point here, is that we need to show people that we have an excellent spirit. That we're above average. We have a God that's above them. We shouldn't be down. We shouldn't be discouraged. We shouldn't be complaining and critical. We should stick out because we live for God. How many? Two things. Number one, always be a Christian. When you're all alone, and nobody sees you but God, always be a Christian. When there's a crowd around, when everybody's watching, when everybody's listening, always be a Christian. Do you understand? They're not going to judge you. God is. But God's watching when everybody's there or no one's there. Daniel technically is an enemy of Babylon. I mean, they're treating him like an enemy. He didn't agree with how they lived. He didn't believe the same thing spiritually as they did. But the king watched him and saw him and noticed his spirit, a spirit that was above normal, above average. He exceeded what everybody else was doing. I'm telling you, if you and I could do that, what an impact we could have in this world. If we would exceed. I'm so thrilled. I called Indiana Baptist College yesterday, of course, and they got back with me. And he said, no church gives what your church gives. You guys give more than any other church. I'm proud of you. I mean, I don't give it. I give a part. We ought to be there. I mean, I was excited he said that, but isn't that our goal? Isn't that our goal in everything that we do? No other church gives what you give a month. I thought, say, did you get proud? Yes. I mean, how can you not? Every area of our lives, and by the way, when we come to church, still ought to affect. Every area of our lives ought to be affected by me being a Christian. So when we come together, man, that ought to just amplify, multiply. When God the Spirit, let's talk a little spooky a minute. When God the Spirit is in charge of my life, when God the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, is in control of my life, He'll come out of me. You'll hear Him, you'll see Him. That's what I think. That's my opinion of verse 3, an excellent spirit. It could have said he was excellent. It could have said that there was something about him that just excelled others. But it says it is spirit, deep, way down deep, and that which eventually spills out. It says he had an excellent spirit. It says it twice. Chapter 5 and verse 12 said that excellent spirit is the spirit of God, a heart obedient to God, a spirit that's right, and doing what you ought to do because you say, you know what, I'm always going to be a Christian. And number two, we're going to fly through this. Hold on. Number two, I think we ought to always be praying. We don't pray enough. Pray for our food. But that one we've got memorized. Hello? My kids used to make fun when we prayed for food. Do you have to pray for all that? No. I just don't want to get in a routine. Hey, this isn't magic. I used to do that when I was young, before I got saved. Bless us, O Lord, for these thy gifts which we are about to receive. Doesn't mean anything. You say, well, I can say it and mean it. Yeah, 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 yeah. And you can also say it very fast. And you can also say it while you're thinking something else. You can also say it while you're doing something else. I want to give God the attention he deserves. That's what prayer does. If you read your Bible and got distracted, you can pray and get distracted. But boy, when you get on your knees and pray like Daniel did, hard to get distracted. Always be praying. No matter what anybody else says, no matter what anybody else does. These guys are jealous and they go after Daniel. He didn't promote himself. He was what he was. He was always a Christian. And God honored that. And he had a good spirit. He was consistent. The Bible calls him, they said of him, verse 4, that for as much as he was faithful. Faithful. He's consistent. What a testimony. They said, we got to catch him, but we'll only catch him if we say you can't pray. Watch, watch, because we know he'll pray. Daniel's mind was made up. He knew what was right. Nothing could change that. The king knew that. The king said of him twice, verse 16 and verse 20, that he served God not just with his whole heart. He served him continually. Consistently, all the time. People are looking for someone who's the real thing. People are looking for someone that believe what's right all the time. Not just praying when we gotta. Let's end like this, and you're not going to like it, but let's end like this. Do you have an excellent spirit?
How's your spirit when you're in a den of lions? Wouldn't your spirit change a little bit? Wouldn't you be in that den going, thanks a lot, God?
I'm talking to you now, look. Hello? Get on this train. Get on this train. We're moving. Get on. Thanks, God. You got to make sure. Remember what Daniel said? He was innocent.
Something in your life that's taken away you being above average? Boy, it's tough. Hey, listen to me. It's tough. Tough not to get proud. And some of us don't have much to get proud about. That's what's really stinky. You know what I mean? I can see someone else who has something to get proud. We don't have anything to be proud about. But boy, we find something. Hello? You have an excellent spirit. Your head bowed, your eyes closed, every head bowed, every eye closed. Lord Jesus. We get emotional about the Christian life. Never says that Daniel was emotional. It says he was faithful. It says he was consistent. He was continually serving God. Doesn't say anything about his emotion. In fact, he said, God delivered me. God protected me because I'm innocent. I'm what I ought to be. They can't find anything on me. There's nothing in my life shouldn't be there. I take care of it as quick as I can. I'm what God wants. I prayed because that's what God wants. They said, no, we don't want you to pray. And I said, well, what God says is bigger than what you say. So I prayed, Lord, and you delivered me because that's the kind of God you are. And my life was innocent. God, show us tonight if there's something in our life that's keeping you from giving us the victory, the deliverance that we need. Show us if there's something in our life that's keeping us from having an excellent spirit, a spirit that's above average, that excels. For everyone that's listening, whether in this room or they're watching my camera, I pray that they will see, that they will know that this is about always being a Christian. Always. Not when it's convenient. Always. Spirit of God, help us to always be a Christian. And help us to always pray. If we prayed more, we'd sin less. If we met with God and got on our knees and talked to God, I believe that God would take away from us the desire to sin. So we meet with God and know that we're talking to God and we'll answer to God, we would be more serious about sin. So God, help us to always be a Christian and to always be praying. I'm asking this. And I'm asking that all of us would answer the question, do I have an excellent spirit? Can I honestly say I have an excellent spirit? Is my spirit, is my Christian life above average? Father, help us to see it. We don't want to see it, but help us to see what's really true. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.